Welcome to BizHubs, where entrepreneurs tell quick hit, bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. My name is Ana Gonzalez, and I'm your host. BizHubs is brought to you by Conversational Funnels, the new way to close deals in 2025 that does not rely on any of the old traditional methods everyone hates. We use this method to book 121 qualified sales calls in 10 days without any ad spend, outreach, or endless social posting. Download the free step-by-step blueprint that shows exactly how we did it at conversationalfunnels.com. That's conversationalfunnels.com. Today's guest is Mark Willis. Mark, CFP, is a man of a mission to help you think differently about your money, your economy, and your future. Mark is a certified financial planner, a three-time number one best-selling author, and the owner of Lake Grove Financial Services, a financial firm in Chicago, Illinois. As a co-host of the Not Your Average Financial podcast, he shares some of his strategies for investing in real estate, paying for college without going broke, and creating an income in retirement you will not outlive. Mark works with people who want to grow their wealth in ways that are safe and predictable to become their own source of financing and create tax-free income in retirement. He is going to share a biz hub about that time when he paid off all his student loan debt and became his own bank. So, Mark, welcome to the show. Let's get into your
So glad
story.
to be on. Thank you very much. Great intro.
Let's get into your story.
Sure. This was a wild story. I was just out of college. I was happy with my, inflated ego and a master's degree in my pocket, and I had no job. It was 2008, so no one was hiring. And I had six figures of student loan debt hanging over my head, like the sword of Damocles. It was scary. And I was just trying my best to make ends meet, had a couple of part-time jobs covering the bills. And the first job I had was doing property management, the dirtiest work you can imagine. I'll just leave it up to folks' imagination to clean out those old apartments. Okay. So fast forward a bit. I'm working also for a CPA firm, and I'm listening to her say, "I'm sorry, Mr. Client, but I just lost you a third of your life savings. It's the 2008 financial crisis after all." And this was scary to me as someone who was, one, pretty young, two, way in debt, three, didn't know this whole money thing and how it worked, and four, didn't want to end up like the 63-year-olds that were on the other end of that telephone call, having lost all their money. So do a little due diligence, fast forward to make a long story as short as possible. I discover a strategy through some friends and colleagues that passed this idea over to me. This is a multi-hundred-year-old financial strategy that allowed me to pay off my debts better than just be debt-free. I was the bank for myself. I was my own source of financing. I actually collected the payment that I had previously been sending to the student loan companies and the banksters and the folks that I owed money to. I was being the banker. So if folks know how jiu-jitsu works, how martial arts works, oftentimes you can make some pretty cool moves if you can take the force or power of your opponent and use it to draw it back toward them, to redirect the energy back at them. And that's what it felt like I got to do whenever I was able to pay off all my student loans and become the banker. So since then, we've been able to help clients in all 50 states do exactly the same thing, not just by paying off their debt, but by being able to invest in their business, invest in real estate, help send their kid to college without going broke and, just scorch earthing their retirement. It's been an unbelievable thing to be able to let the average American become not so average. And that's the name of our podcast, Not Your Average Financial Podcast.
Man, that's, oh my gosh, like, where do I sign? Okay, so if you had some tactical advice for people to start getting back into, like, getting back out of the hole of debt, what would you advise?
Well, there's two pathways. There's the snowball method and what we have now trademarked, the snowbank method. The snowball method is where you just throw money into the hole. And that's what the likes of Dave Ramsey and other radio hosts would like to tell you to do. Throw money into the hole, meaning pay your debts off with cash and never see that money ever again. By the way, you'll also lose out on all that money that it could have grown to had you not thrown that money into the hole. That's the snowball method, or sometimes they call it other nicknames. But the snowbank method is by still paying your minimums. It's very simple. Step one, keep current on all your debts. Step two, overfund, by plowing money into a tool that allows you to act like a bank without necessarily having to go through the hoops of opening up an FDIC insured bank. You're able to throw money into financial tools, again, that have been around for hundreds of years, that then build wealth for you that you can then borrow against and pay off your debts. But when you borrow against this asset, you control the banking function. You control the repayment plan. Most people are bothered by the fact that banks control everything in their life and in the economy. It's because they hold the money. Well, if you can build a reserve, a bank, in essence, a bank for yourself, you can have a snow bank of money. You can then borrow against that money, pay off your debts, invest in your, business, buy a car, whatever you might need, and then pay yourself back. It's taking the function of banking away from the banksters and reclaiming it as your own. It's a very empowering feeling, and it's what we get to help our clients do all day long.
Wow, Mark, that's awesome. It's super interesting. So tell us about who you serve and how people can reach out to you.
Sure, we work with business owners, real estate investors, even some Super Bowl champions on, but the most people I work with are just interested in having more certainty, control, and efficiency in their financial life. We call it the getting on the X, efficiency, control, safety, ECS. So get on the X, but get off the X of the targets that Wall Street are pointing their guns at, and where banks are pointing their guns at. You want to get off their X and get on your X, efficiency, control, and safety. You can find me at kickstartwithmark.com. That's kickstart with Mark with a K.com. And if you like our podcast, be sure to leave Anya a 5-star review. This has been a lot of fun. She does a great job. I love the concept of BizHaps. So keep up the great work and go to kickstartwithmark.com and we can have a brief 15-minute phone conversation.
Thank you so much for that promotion for BizHaps. And thanks so much to our guest, Mark Willis, for coming in and sharing his story about that time when he paid off all his student loan debt and became his own bank. You can learn more about what he does by going to kickstartwithmark.com. If you've got a BizHap of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to bizhaps.com to apply. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One BizHap a day keeps the burnout away. And once again, if you want to learn about the new way we're booking dozens of qualified calls per week with no ad spend, download our free blueprint at conversationalfunnels.com. See you next time.